4 HKX. I'm warming up the big truck.
Happy Monday. How's your weekend?
Enfield, we're dealing with this white stuff.
Got your fair share of it up there.
Okay, stole it from us. KN4TSW.
And trust me, I did not steal it. You can have all of it you want.
Got good here this morning. We got a dusting in Shelby, but not nearly what they were calling for in the forecast.
Got maybe an inch and then some ice on top of it.
That we got maybe a dusting with a little bit of ice on top, but definitely not the 2 to 4 inches that they were screaming about even the morning of. So the last time I listened to a forecast.
Job to have is the weatherman. You don't have to be right, you don't have to be accurate, and you get paid for it.
Yeah, I wish I could get paid six figures just to guess. What's up there, Patrick?
Truck.
I'm ended up, I'm listening, but Eric, we ended up with about 3 inches at the house. Problem is, there's nobody maintaining the roads, and it's been so cold, it's not going anywhere. So it's kind of hanging around.
You just end up with ice all over everything because it melts during the day, refreezes at night, and it's just a big mess.
At my house, now when you get away from the house, it's melting because it's in the sun a little bit. But the spots that are not in the sun, it's not got above, I think it got into low 30 yesterday, just above freezing. So it's not melting off.
Up a little bit this week, I think, so hopefully it'll move on out of there for you.
About taking the tool truck down this gravel hill that I got to go down. Pretty good, but it don't steer for crap.
They're built for handling, are they?
It just, no steering. I mean, you can turn the wheels all the way one way and it won't, it still goes straight.
Well, most people were smart and they stayed home all day on Friday and Saturday, and we only had a couple of accidents, but it wasn't the mayhem that everybody thought it would be. I actually went to the store Friday morning because we ran out of blueberries and I forgot to buy any. And Courtney loves to have blueberries in her oatmeal. So I went to the store Friday morning, and it was our coast town before the storm even started. So I think everybody just planned on staying home all day Friday. You know, the schools were closed and everything. So people got up and just never left the house.
Same around the house. But guys, I'm going to step to the side for a minute. I'll be listening. But I'm going to get everything opened up and see what I'm going to do for the morning. KO4HKX.
Alright, how was your weekend?
We didn't do really anything. Grocery store a little bit on Saturday afternoon and just basically just chilled out and enjoyed the quiet time.
I worked from home on Friday. We tried to finish up a little early. I was not able to finish up early. I tried, but we had the kids, so we just sat around. We made some pizza and played some games, and then it started snowing around noon, and then it stopped by 3 or 4 o'clock, and we just had rain after that. But then that night it all froze, so we didn't even get any sleet or freezing rain or anything. We just did this transition from snow to drizzle, and that's about all we had. And it was white on the lawn the next morning, and crunchy ice on top. But the roads were fine by noon on Saturday. It was not a big deal.
It didn't even really stick to the road. I know Saturday morning it was a little bit slick in front of the house, but as soon as the sun popped out, that was it.
Around, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock Saturday morning, and it was fine. Had to pick up some lumber to build desks for the kids with, but it was fine. This was a big non-event where we were.
It was definitely a non-event, right? KN4TFW.
Well, it's like you said, you have a high-paying job where you don't even have to be good at it or right at any point. they have it pretty good.
That. Hey, Patrick was saying that it's down there at the Augusta Burns Center. He's got Stevens-Johnson disease or something.
I don't know what that is, but, it doesn't sound fun at all.
I can tell you get blisters on your skin and your skin starts falling off, and it's either a reaction to a drug or an infection, so I guess they're trying to figure it out.
Okay, that doesn't sound fun at all. I hate getting burned, and to have the symptoms of a burn without having the burn, that's got to be pretty bad.
Fellas, Ken, Eric, NC9B, and Patrick.
How are you going? Do you have a good weekend?
Good morning, Leon.
And, Saturday, plowed the driveway all the way down the mailboxes, and that evening went to the Winter Gala down here in Greenville. A place called the Fair House at the Mill. Real nice place. Great state. Sat around the house and stayed home. Number, how much were those 2x4s?
I use 2x3s for building desks because I don't need the strength of a 2x4 for a kid to do their homework on. So I think there were $3 a piece.
Coming out a little bit.
10x4s are running. I know the half inch sheet of maple sanded plywood, you know, maple veneer sanded plywood was like $61.
What are you talking about? Got burned.
And I'm going in my bad spot.
He's down in a burn center, but he didn't get a burn. It's some disease that makes your skin blister up and fall off.
That's not good.
It up. It's called Stevens-Johnson syndrome or something like that.
It was born. He didn't make his boring stop.
Warmed up and checking it out, figuring out how he's going to get down that gravel road.
I'm out. I'm going up on Highway 11. He put his nice white Tahoe right in the ditch. Coming out of sport, and I was sitting there.
A little too confident in the Tahoe's capabilities, huh?
Y'all got a nice down here. If they're in the secondary roads, up in the mountains, it's not melted off yet. It's still there.
Dusting in Shelby, they were calling for 2 to 4 inches, and we ended up with the dusting with a little bit of ice on top.
Great, it really did need scraping. But the only reason I scraped the driveway and rode down to the mailbox is because, you know, if it thaws and refreezes, then it turns to ice. So if you get that top layer of snow off, hopefully the sun will come out, and from the color of the gravel underneath and the dirt and mud and everything, it'll warm it up and melt the rest of that off. Otherwise, it just reflects the sun.
Even get enough snow to cover up the grass, you know, I still have green grass up through the snow, so that's how little we got. So there was a little bit of ice, but not much. I mean, and it was gone by noon on Saturday, so it was really a non-event for us.
Expected a little bit more than what we got.
Let me, we're going to get 4 inches. I want all 4 inches. I don't want to mess around with this guessing stuff.
Get it from us.
Just moved to the wrong place. Wrong place. NC9B.
This morning there was a little bit of snow and sleet and that did pass below us.
Georgia or something?
It was north of Columbia.
The temperature inversion going on. It was 32 degrees at the house. A little less. And it's 30 here.
Down here in Spartanburg.
Yeah, 35 in Lyman.
I'm in right now. It's exit 63.
Start this morning.
Got a 15-minute head start.
For CEF.
NC9B.
4GFW.
2JKT.
Hope everybody had a great weekend. Better if Patrick hadn't stole all the snow.
HGX, I told you, you can have all of it you want.
Get it good, it didn't turn out to be that bad, which I was glad with because of the ice.
House of all the ice you want.
Yeah, it's not any fun.
All right, here we go down the hill. I'll talk to y'all in a few minutes.
steady. Slow and steady. Let me know if you need help. Then see you at Ivy.
Remember airplane. We're all counting on you. It was. Good morning, everybody. N4AZ. Just want to let you know we're all counting on you.
N4CF.
Andrew, what's up?
I think all them tools going to help them get down the hill quicker.
We got robbed of snow. I know that. I expecting all that snow we're going to get. We didn't get maybe an inch and a half something. It's like going to McDonald's drive-thru and you realize your fries are cold when you leave.
That generator, did you?
It sucked, too. I was counting on that. Power didn't even flicker.
Okay, all right.
A few inches, 3 or 4 inches or something. We can get about an inch. Feel sometimes.
Yeah, it didn't turn out as bad as they thought it was going to be, which I was okay with. I think Helene took out most of the trees. Our power didn't flicker in Spartanburg either, but there were a few outages, not a bunch.
Helene came through. The Shelby people have been out trimming all the trees back from the power lines constantly ever since that happened.
Only once, because I haven't seen anybody else doing that.
California.
It happens when your utility is not for profit and run by the city. You know, they actually don't want to have those things because, you know, they have to cover that cost themselves. So they'll do the investment in preventing it in the future once they get that wake-up call.
On the road. We'll see, have to worry about the rest of it this afternoon getting back in.
It's all counting on you.
How about the melting? Unless it gets awful warm because it's all covered in trees. Ain't no sun gets to it.
It's been 50 down here.
Shit.
Still down 276 or anything, Patrick.
The reason is I wanted to find a place down here to park it. It's coming down in the excursion when it's snowing is not bad. But coming down in this, no thank you. It'll stay where it's at.
We're watching On Patrol Live, and man, Georgia, they got hit pretty hard.
You bet about that on the news. Georgia got hit, and they don't have the equipment or people to deal with it, and neither do we anymore, it seems like. I think the county and state got rid of all the salt trucks.
Started going around like Wednesday or so with the brine truck.
Yeah, I got stuck behind a brine crew up at 85 North on Thursday.
Be part of Canoga. They brined it, I think, Wednesday or Thursday evening. And it was pretty good. But the Transylvania side of it, it ain't been touched.
Great if you're only getting a little bit of snow, but yeah, it washes off pretty quick if you get more than, about an inch. But it's a good preventive. It seems to work pretty well.
Tended to let the salt trucks get it up off the road before it sticks. But when you don't have a crew to do that, it doesn't do any good to put it down.
Hype up this weekend now.
More snow.
Alien air is supposed to be coming down. We might get more snow.
Last week.
Yeah, we didn't even have enough to need any bread.
Yeah, it'll just add on top of it.
On Friday morning, they were completely out of eggs.
What's in the bread? They've added eggs to it.
Shortage because of the bird flu now. They're having to cull chickens everywhere. But, yeah, so everybody's hoarding eggs now because of the shortage, and they put the snow on top of it. And I guess most people just sat around eating egg sandwiches on Saturday.
That sounds good right about now.
I never understood the milk thing. I haven't drunk milk since I was a teenager.
A good cold glass of whole milk, not that flavored watered stuff.
Maybe they make snow cream out of it or something.
I used to do 16 ounces a day.
Okay, with our milk.
It was good and packed.
On Friday and swing by Chick-fil-A. I stopped by that Chick-fil-A at Heron Circle and they don't open till 6:30.
Yeah,
like a place like Eggs Up Grill would open early? No. They don't know, about open up to like 8. Like, what the heck? You get eggs in the morning. You don't eat them at work. You eat them on the way to work.
These people ain't up this early going to work anymore.
Eggs up a couple of times. I didn't like it.
See, we got a Batteries Plus at Hendersonville now. It's Spartanburg Highway. I looked it up one day. I was looking for Batteries Plus and saw one in Hendersonville. I said, we don't have one in Hendersonville. Yeah, sure enough, we do now.
When I had the shop over there, a little battery store, I don't remember if it was Batteries Plus, but it was one of them.
Okay, Freddy.
KN4 TFW.
NB.
Peach Gex. This newly paved blacktop, it's hard to tell if there's any ice on it or not.
Black ice, KO4CF.
Yeah, really, because that water don't drain down into it or off of it yet. Still sealed, but it ain't me I'm worried about. These two other cars that don't even realize that they lowered the speed limit through here at all.
Suggestions.
I think it's an invisible sign that only certain people see.
What you've made since they lowered the speed limit?
Check them.
Stop worrying about speed so much and start writing tickets for these jacked up pickup trucks with the Amazon LED headlights that blind everybody.
I'm jacked up pickup trucks now, but mine don't have any of those funny LED lights on it either.
In those two things, it's really obnoxious.
But I do love my lifted truck.
With lifting a truck, but when you lift it and put those obnoxious headlights on it, it is just outrageous. I mean, this guy is blinding everyone, and let's add tailgating to it, too.
They're just right.
And down here, I bet you money those don't have a DOT number on the bottom of them. They would be considered illegal.
Kidding, but I mean, none of them have DOT lights, I'm sure.
Outlawed the bar lights, you know, the lights you buy at a bar. They're actually designed for off-road use, not approved for on-road. But they've been outlawed.
Let's see if I got this. Actually, any light that does not have the DOT number on the lens is not supposed to be on your vehicle or turned on while you're on the road. But they don't do anything about it.
They relied on it several years ago, didn't they?
South Carolina, and I still see it.
They banned it in North and South Carolina.
I lived in Seneca. They were writing tickets for the bar lights, you know, the off-road lights and everything. And, they banned the squat in North Carolina starting in 24, I think. And South Carolina was maybe after or before that. I can't remember. But, it's amazing. You don't see it much anymore, but it's still around once in a while.
What was that about, anyway?
Childhood, where they
run
around with their diaper dragging.
That's a pretty accurate description.
Diaper draggers. And people get away with now that we never got away with. I see blue lights on vehicles. I see lights that are illegal, not supposed to be on the road, all kinds of stuff. So nothing's ever done about it anymore.
Banned hanging the devices from your trailer hitch that resembles certain body parts. So what they're doing now is they just hang a chain with a nut on the end of it, you know, a big hardware nut on the end of it, and they call those truck nuts now.
In a bug.
Crazy stuff. Well, gentlemen, it's that time for me. I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your final. 7-3.
7-3, Andrew. Have fun herding those kittens. KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great day. Be safe. W2JKT.
Praise Eddie.
G9B.
Side doubles. ASC, Andrew. N4A's Eddie.
7-3, Andrew. KN4TFW. Get up. Gone, Saint. got the big trailer with full of cones in the back and the guy walking behind it, you couldn't see none of it.
KH monitoring.
Good morning, Marshal. KO4H Kex here.
How are you, JKT? This cold's kicking my butt. I got a late start this morning.
In 4 TFW.
So where you were at?
Lenby.
Double with you, go ahead.
Never doubling with me this morning. What's up with that? Good morning, Marshal. Name's Leon, NC9B.
I was sold in the morning, now doubling becomes an issue. Now, I've been fighting a cold for 3 or 4 days, man. I go to bed and it just kicks my butt and I don't want to get out of bed. Last night I was starting to get dizzy and room starting to spin or something from it. I think it's affecting my sinus, affecting my balance here.
Take care of yourself, Mal.
I'm at play radio today.
Big for your first snow up here. So hopefully you got to enjoy a little bit of it.
Just looked at it though. We got out yesterday for about an hour, went over into Forest City. Other than that, I haven't been out of the house since Thursday.
Forest City.
To Harbor Freight. I wanted to pick up a little LED desk light or work light, and I need some extra light here on the desk sometimes when I'm working on some kind of radio or project or something.
I'll get you some light.
That light.
I do, Eric.
We're at Ryobi, so, yeah, we make a lot of lights, and I get them cheap.
A complete set of hand tools, things like that, or, you know, the drills and the saws and all that stuff that are all Ryobi. The 18 volters, I've had those for probably, well, I got two sets. The ridge ones we bought about 10 or 15 years ago, and then the newer green ones.
Here, thanks for the job security, but, yeah, let me know if you ever need anything. I can hook you up.
I work, so I will say 73. Y'all have a great day. Stay safe, stay warm. And C9B.
Ron, you be safe out there. KO4HKX.
73, Leon. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
73, Leon. Have a great day. Be safe. W2JKT.
Be safe. W4MKH.
73, Leon. N4AZ.
73, guys. I'm rolling the gate now. So everybody have a awesome day and a safe day, and I look forward to catching you guys later. KN4TFW.
73 again, KO4HKX. Have a great day.
Okay, WTJKT.
W4MKH.
I'm going to do the same thing, guys. Enjoy to catch y'all tomorrow. N4AZE. KO4HKX.
See you later, dude. W2JKT.
W4MKH.
You know about the 147-105 machine in Hendersonville?
Pretty good machine. JJ owns it. Not a lot of traffic on it.
Is that machine full quieting over in Shelby?
I get it at the house.
Okay, well, we have a possible line of communication between me and Asheville area.
Got really good coverage. It's pretty much the same place the 6-4 machine is, from my understanding.
That machine programmed in. I'll have to find it.
Blue Ridge Club, not Society, Blue Ridge Club's repeater in Hendersonville.
I can't get the 285 machine at all for my house, or the 610 machine, but that 105, that thing comes in great.
The machine, I know they have a net on it on Tuesday night.
Tomorrow night is our the Shelby Club meeting. I need to remember to go.
The meeting broadcast on Zoom.
It is not. Technology like that is not their strongest suit over in Shelby.
Here, I only go to meetings via Zoom, it seems. I'm not much for driving at night up here.
Marshall, until you get used to it, glad to see somebody's thinking anyway.
You, it'd be a straight shot on 74. You'd have to go through I don't know. It's a little bit north of the city. You have to get to 18 north somehow, but I'm not sure exactly how you do it. You'd probably go through uptown and then up 18 out of town. And they have it at the Red Cross building there, but yeah, most of it would be on 74.
I'm to the hospital emergency room in Shelby. I've been to the Chick-fil-A in Shelby, and I've been down to the farmer's market downtown in there, and that's about my extent of Shelby.
You pull out of the hospital, make a left, and about 3 or 4 miles up the road, you make a left on Grover, and then that makes a sweeping left turn and turns into 18 North, and that would take you right there.
No description, I got an idea where it is then.
I have to say that most clubs' strong point is not Zoom. They just don't have the equipment for it.
A camera or something they can use for that if they have any interest in it. But, most of the membership at Shelby is perfectly content just to do the things the way they've always done them.
A video about ham radio clubs this weekend, how most all of them want to come in and do a business meeting, then that's it, and then go home. They're not doing anything to bring younger people in to teach them or Elmer them or anything like that. So that's one of the reasons our clubs are dying.
That actually, Todd, he comes in and he does a technical presentation once in a while, and they do ask for people to volunteer to give some kind of technical presentation at most club meetings. I have yet to do one because I almost never go to the club meetings because of kids and dogs and work and stuff. But it's one of the better clubs about that.
A few clubs out there that have figured it out. T-Bark does a real good job with that. They're doing something technical pretty much every meeting. They want me to do JSA call at the end of the month, but I'm involved with Winter Field Day Group, and so I have to do it next month.
I've made it all the way down to my exit here, and I'm headed down the hill to the parking deck, so probably we'll lose a repeater, but it has held on for the whole trip today, so good propagation today. Anyway, you guys have a good day. I will maybe catch you guys on the way home this afternoon. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later. WTUJKT, you'll be clear on your final.
And yeah, you're still full quieting into the repeater, so have a great day. KO4HX.
Got time. One quick question. Is Shelby a VHF or a UHF club?
We have repeaters on both, but 147.345 and 146.880 are their VHF machines.
I've done a POTA emphasis from some clubs around. I'm not really a VHF guy. HF is where I started 40 years ago, and that's kind of where I like to be mostly, but not much emphasis in the clubs on that anymore.
Well, the Shelby Club, he goes out and does POTA activations on HF all the time, and there are a bunch of people in the club that are interested in HF. When we did last field day I went to, it was almost all HF. So, I think you'll probably find some friends there. Anyway, talk to you guys later. W2JKT, I'm clear.
The Hendersonville Club's got several guys that like to do POTA and parks on the air and summits on the air.
Zach and Steve both do a lot of that. I follow Steve on Facebook and see a lot of his activations out there. It's just, I don't know. I guess it makes sense because, you know, a lot of guys get in and get their tech, and a lot of guys, preppers and stuff, and they want to talk, and they don't go any further than that, so you don't get much HF experience with that license.
There are certain aspects you need to both of them, though. If anything, Helene told us that you can't rely on just one form of communication. You're putting too many eggs in one basket.
Yeah, but most of what I heard coming out of Elaine here was like off the Mount Mitchell repeater, and most of that, you know, was local. I didn't hear or I'm not aware of a lot of stuff going out of the area with HF or anything like that. W4MKH for ID.
But we had a net set up for Anchor
when I was up there, and we were relaying information for people traveling in from out of the area on some of that. Tried to relay information over on the North Carolina Oxcom system, and that was just a complete crap show.
I took a look at Oxcom, and I took a look. I was actually involved with Aries down when I was in Florida. Spent several years involved with that, and not sure which way to go right now, so I'm just fiddling around listening and helping out wherever I can on anything, but not really participating much in either group or anything right now for that.
Still around in North Carolina, but the local governments and none of that, they don't use it that I'm aware of. There may be a few out there that do, but for the most part, the state does not recognize it at all. There might be a few of the local ones that do, but I know Transylvania County and Henderson County don't.
I guess that's the way to go. I know I hear of Aries nets on some of the repeaters, I think, and then Skywarn stuff, but I haven't found any Oxcom yet. Maybe I'm just looking in the wrong place, and I got to get more analog repeaters in this radio.
Steve, it's pretty much all HF. You can go to the North Carolina Oxcom website, and it'll give you all that information, though.
One thing that came out of Helene was being able to take and grab a couple of cases, like from Harbor Freight, one for VHF and one for HF, and go. And so that's kind of where I'm building my stuff into now. So HF and Oxcom may be a way to go.
And you got to remember DMRS. There's a lot of people out there that want help that can't communicate on the ham bands, but they do have capability of using GMRS. Lots of GMRS traffic and repeaters in the area that are heavily used.
Same for GMRS right now. And they're looking at trying to do something in my neighborhood here, but not sure where they're going. I need to get a report on that from them. Yeah, what I really need is a role where I can sit here in my shack at home and work because of my wife's health and everything. I don't really need to be running out away from this location when there's an emergency of some kind going on.
Roger that. And if you net controls, somebody to help with that that's actually understands what needs to happen, that is a big deal. So that would be great to have somebody that has that capability.
So Lake Lure just going to miss or participate in everybody else, or are we going to form our own little thing out here?
The weather group.
Roger.
Sure yet. Probably not the proper place to talk about it. But if you want to give me a phone call, if you got something to write on, I'd be glad to talk to you. I'm stopped here at this red light. Number is 828-606-7730.
828-606-7730. Copy that.
Good copy.
Out sometime later this evening or here in the next day or two.
Depending on the ride home is probably the best time.
To you on the cell phone on the way home then. All right, roger that.
Lots of stuff going on there. Not sure exactly where everything's heading yet. Kind of still feeling it out. But are you going to participate in Winter Field Day? You said you wouldn't be able to for long, but you're going to try to come up at all?
Jay's supposed to text me that day and let me know if there's room for me to show up out there, and I'll probably show up. May even talk the wife into getting out of the house and coming up there with me. But not going to be able to spend the night or anything like that. I need to be back here for her by around no later than 5 or 6. So we'll have to wait and see on that day.
Kind of wait and see. Because if weather's too bad, then we won't be doing it outside anyway. So just trying to
like to put a face with their call sign and name.
I saw you in the Zoom meeting the other night, but I don't have a cam. That reminds me, I got to order one. I quit camping out when Uncle Sam let me stop wearing green and carrying guns and grenades and that kind of stuff, so I don't camp.
Much, I can tell you that, because growing up, we had to live in a tent for about a year because it didn't have a house, and it kind of left a bad taste in my mouth, so I don't do much of it.
That would leave bad taste in my mouth, too, camping like that much. I guess the longest I've ever spent in the field was a couple weeks, but it's not for me. It's really not. Unless I have a camper, a big camper, like something like what Charles has got or something, but I don't have one of those, so you don't find me out there spending the night. There'll be a 4M cage for ID.
Okay, 04HKX. Kind of the same way. I'll take the cushy camping, whatever you want to call it, the glamping, whatever it is.
Or camping or something, yeah. I have a question for you, man. Your call sign, your last three is HKX, right? I never seem to hear the X.
That is correct, and I don't know why that is. Overpronounce that.
But I know I hear it sometimes, but most of the time it's just like HK on the end. And so I was just curious what was going on there. I don't know. It don't matter anything. I just notice things like that. I guess that's a curse.
I'm letting off the PTT too quick. Could be me.
My truck now?
I'm actually getting ready to pull into my first stop.
I had it. You stay safe out there, and I'll get back on the side after your final. W4MKH.
Talk to you this morning. Hope you get to feeling better. KO4HKX. Step 3, clear.